All right, good evening. Welcome to the special meeting for the WPSW local station board. Our secretary, Ellen Carter, will call the roll. Go ahead, Ellen.
Irene. Verna.
Present.
Wayne.
Present.
Michael Byfield. Bill Curtis. Violetta.
At the end here. Of the day.
Vanessa.
I'm here.
Sue. I saw her.
Present.
Okay. Robert.
He's going to be late. Well, he's running late.
Yep. Okay. Craig. Mal is here.
I'm here.
Michael Hirsch.
Present.
Julie. Here. Arthur Hyland.
Present.
David Chiasi. Ambrose. Tony Leon. Mariah.
Here.
Ron Pinchback.
Present.
Eric Ramey. Eric Ramey. Minerva. Michelle.
Present.
Wanda.
Present.
And Dennis.
I'm here.
Okay.
And for the record, our treasurer, Tom Chase, is here. He should be present as well. I think, Tom, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And there are 14, so definitely we have quorum. Have Irene come in, Michael Byfield, Robert, Craig, David, Ambrose, Leon, Eric Ramey, Minerva. Anybody hear from them?
I am letting member Byfield in now, and I believe Chiasi as well.
Okay.
So you could probably grab them when they come in. They should be in shortly.
Okay, I already put them on. Okay. I see Michael Byfield.
Yep. And would you call David? It's last name Chiasi.
Yes, I called him, and I see him. I'm almost certain, as it said, David, so I figured that's him.
Let's ask him. David, could you answer up, please, so we can... Yep, all right, perfect.
Yeah, that's him.
All right, thank you all. Ellen, thank you for the role. And thank you all for coming here. Let me try and get my camera on so we can do this properly. All right. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Thank you all for taking time out for this special meeting. As I tried to tee up through emails, which is not easy, communicating through emails, what I try to tee up is the importance of why we're here tonight. Several things transpired during the meeting, both in December and at the beginning of January. And so what we're trying to do here is, in the interim, we had some discussion, but what we're trying to do here is just have our board on the record about what the decisions were that we made. A lot of times things come in, information comes in, both to me and to all of you, that are opinions, and there's information that comes to us that has some precedent and some history to it within the Pacifica Foundation. And then, of course, there's also the bylaws and all of the supporting citations from Robert's Rules. Okay, so my attempt tonight, along with all of you, obviously, is to try and make sure that we're squaring all of that and that we did not put we did not abridge or put into jeopardy any of the rights of our membership, right? That's first and foremost what we want to accomplish tonight. I think we can do that rather quickly. Secondly, if we did, by any chance, make an error or do something that did put our membership or any member's rights into jeopardy or abridge them, we want to make sure we correct that. All right. So there's a lot of moving parts. I tried to set up by sending out some information this afternoon. I don't think, we're all busy. So if you didn't read it, that's fine. I'll try to pull it up here in a second. But what it is, it sets up a little bit around the directors voting. All right. So the first piece of order, and I will read the agenda for us, is to go ahead and approve that. All right. So everyone has it. And let me go ahead and read the agenda to you as. Submitted. Sorry, let me pull it up. All right. So number one on our agenda is to convene our meeting approximately 6:30 p.m. Number two is roll call of membership. Number three is a discussion of LSB officer nominations, 30 minutes. Number four is to adjourn to our delegates assembly at approximately 7:15. Number five is to convene our delegates assembly at approximately 7:20. Number six is to roll call our delegates for 10 minutes. Number seven is discussion of PNB director nominations for 30 minutes. And then we're going to adjourn approximately at 8 p.m. Any adds or subtracts to that agenda as read?
I just want to say Minerva has arrived.
Yes, put her down, please, Ellen, if you could. Minerva is present. Thank you, sir.
I've got.
All right, hearing none, we're going to go ahead with the agenda as proposed. All right, so what I tried to do is set up a little bit of the discussion that we're going to have around the officers' elections first. We had a member during that election who wanted to be recognized as a nominee for the chair. Okay. That member did not get his nomination in on time, according to our kind of ambiguous self-imposed deadline. Okay, there's a couple of things going on with deadlines. That particular deadline that we had for submitting his nomination or any nomination for officers is something that's imposed by us locally, is not something that's explicit in the bylaws. All right. So we're going to get that out open first. The other piece is what is very important is that anybody, okay, this is in the bylaws, anybody that is a member of the board, local station board, delegate that is, has the right to run for any office, any officer's position. All right. So there isn't a limitation or a qualification. It just sets up the fact that anybody who's a delegate who's on the board can actually run. With that, we had a discussion around whether that nomination that came in late was to be recognized. Technically, yes. Okay. Technically, the chair in my position should have allowed for any further nomination, and that nomination should have been recognized, even though there was a self-imposed deadline here locally. Right. So that's the first piece. The second piece is we did have a particular motion to allow for that member to actually have and participate in the election. That motion went and it failed. Okay. The member was not allowed to participate in the election. Now, with all of that, knowing that we probably should have allowed that member on its face and not had to have gone to a vote, does anybody have, and I'll ask this of the membership, does anyone want to seek to nullify that particular election that we had, seeing as though that particular member was not allowed to run at that election? Does anyone see any error and want to propose a motion to nullify that particular election? For chair.
Does the member want to nullify it? Does that person want to nullify the election?
So it's a collective decision, Michael. The question is brought to the body. I don't see that member here presently, so I cannot answer for him. I don't know if anyone else has been in contact with that particular member, but I do not know. But the point here is to make sure that we're addressing whether or not we made an error, and if we did, we can correct it.
Vanessa, go ahead.
So kind of in line with Michael Byfield's point, if that member or no one else wants to be nominated for that position, and it's impossible to know without that person being here, then I see no need to nullify the election. However, if that's what the action that you believe is needed in order for us to proceed with the purpose of the special meeting, I would do that, but only as a consideration, under that consideration, because I don't want to nullify a result when perhaps there's no need to.
Yeah. To answer you directly, there isn't specifically a need to. If we feel as though we went through what we needed to properly, and to your point and Michael's point, if there aren't individuals here present, not individuals, but delegates here presently challenging the results, then there may not be a need, and it probably is not a need, to move forward in that particular circumstance. All right. So I do agree with you. Let's not nullify just for the sake of nullify. If there's actually a reason to, then we can. All right. Two.
Actually, y'all said what I was going to say. I do not think we should nullify this election. I think we should remain committed to guaranteeing our, you know, doing our best to make sure our process has integrity, but not right now. I mean, I'm not saying that we lacked integrity, but that's part of our commitment.
Thank you. Verna.
Okay, are we separating this particular election from the issue about nominating someone that wanted to be a delegate to the PNB? Is this, if we,
yeah,
separate.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, the agenda specifically, go ahead and mute for me. Yeah, the agenda lines that up. This is strictly to address what is a local station board officer issue, and then we subsequently will go to what the delegates are allowed to do, which is nominate and vote for their directors to the PMB. Two separate items. Sue, that's a legacy hand, so I'll go to Julie.
Yeah, I just want to point out, I think Verna just said the word delegate to the PMB, so I just want to get some nomenclature down because we've got a bunch of new people.
Yeah.
We are delegates because we're on the LSB. The people that we elect to represent us on the PNB are called directors. Okay, so they're both directors and delegates, and I just want to, Verna probably misspoke, but I just want to make sure that that teachable moment didn't go.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, then that's part of the process. It's very important. Thank you for that. All right. Hearing none, we will move forward and consider that matter closed. In terms of where our officer elections have landed, all right? So we'll consider that matter closed, and so we'll move to adjourn to our delegates assembly at this time. So really quickly, Ellen?
Yes?
If you could quickly take a roll for us again and make sure which of our delegates are present, and then we'll go and have our delegates assembly. So if you could call the roll one more time.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry, Ellen. A chair could, I don't know. I would like for you to explain, especially for the new delegates, the purpose of us moving into the this new body.
Sure. So there's so many emails, so you probably, you know, a lot of us might have missed them. But David, I believe, late last night had a question about why we were adjourning and reconvening two separate meetings. What we do here as a local station board differs from what you as a delegate are allowed to or responsible for doing. The local station board actually has officers. And it actually currently has officers that are not delegates to the organization or the foundation. Because of that, they actually are not allowed to vote for a delegate to become a director. They can't move anybody through to that position of director. Only all of us who have been duly elected by the membership to be delegates to the board actually are able to then take give a nomination or receive one after a year of activity and send that individual to the Pacifica National Board as a director. So there's two distinct things going on, and we can't really, we've never really traditionally done that here, and I think it's a little bit of a waning activity throughout the network. I think I've seen a few stations list their delegates assembly on KPFTX. But there are two distinct things happening when we just have a delegates assembly. So that's why we're adjourning to that tonight. Does that make sense?
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, no problem. All right, so let's go ahead and roll call our delegates. Ellen.
Irene. Not here. Okay. Verna.
Present.
Wayne. He was here. Wayne.
I'm here.
Michael. Okay. I'm Michael Byfield. That's okay. Present. Michael Byfield.
Present.
Bill. I don't see him. Violetta.
Here.
Vanessa.
Here.
Sue.
Here.
Robert.
Present.
Craig. Camus is here. Michael Hirsch.
Here.
Julie.
Here.
Arthur.
I am here.
David.
Here.
Ambrose. Tony? Mariah? Mariah, I did see her.
Here.
Ron?
Here.
Eric? Eric? Minerva? Minerva? She was here.
Minerva? I'm here to observe, so I won't be voting on anything. Based on the council advising us that the officers that were elected to the PMB that took place, the names were in December 31st, and there's nowhere in the bylaws where it says that you can go back and do what I call a do-over. So I'm here to say this part of the meeting and the first part as well was out of order. The first part, we didn't follow the guidelines on the time frame it took to alert people about a meeting. There were no phone calls made 24 hours before the meeting. And a lot of these things that you have on this.
Point of order.
Hold on. Minerva. We're doing the roll call.
Yes, sir.
All
right. I understand where you are. And as I said, please, I want it noted that I did show.
No,
but I'm
not taking
part in
this. After we get the roll call then. Thanks, Minerva. Appreciate it. Discretion. Wow. Go ahead. Finish up.
Okay. Michelle?
Present.
Wanda?
Present.
Dennis?
I'm here.
And Tom? Thomas?
No. He's not part of the delegation. We don't need to call Tom.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
Okay.
All right. So, same agenda. We're convening this particular meeting. We had our roll call. And so we're going to open the floor for discussion. So let me go ahead and share what, I sent out, earlier, today. And that will hopefully, give us a little bit of opportunity to, discuss the matter at hand. Again, very similar to, what we had on the officer's side. Okay, this is a lot more sensitive, a lot more important. So this is why we want to be extremely careful, as the general counsel's letter mentioned. We're going to be very, very careful about how we tread here, because the bylaws are explicit in terms of how nominations are to occur, for the directors to the organization. All right, a lot of information has come to me about both the way in which folks have tried to solve what appears to be a little bit of a nuance in the bylaws, and also a way in which folks have interpreted how to move forward if you don't have necessarily a full complement of nominations available to us. All right. I want to first say thank you to those who took the time. Mr. Curtis is not here, but he sent his email out about an hour or so ago. So I'll thank him for taking the time out to respond to this matter. I know Tony gave some thorough feedback as it relates to this as well. Julie gave some feedback as well in terms of her interpretation and her tenure as chair of the PMB. So with all of that said, I think we can see that it's still a bit of some nuance there. And I want to make sure that all of us are comfortable with the way in which I as chair and we as a group have proceeded in this particular matter. So what the issues at hand are this. And let me pull up what I sent out earlier. And so hopefully we can center our discussion around this. And then maybe there's a motion that we need to make. All right. Let me share the screen. All All right, so this was sent out earlier this afternoon. I sent it again probably closer to 6 o'clock, and hopefully everybody can see that. And let me let's take a couple questions, I guess, before we start. So I see Verna and Vanessa. What's your questions before we kind of get into the discussion?
I just really wanted to contribute to the discussion. I didn't have a question.
All right. Vanessa, are you?
The same.
Okay. All right. So what I tried to do here is kind of tee up the big picture question of where we are. So many organizations struggle to manage their meetings and therefore have adopted Robert's rules in order to guide them. All right. We're all familiar with Robert's rules. And that allows for like a framework for these organizations, assemblies, and meetings. Of course, most organizations have bylaws under which these bylaws are to tell each organization how to act and perform in all circumstances when mentioned. There's a lot of times when the bylaws are silent about activities that pop up that you don't necessarily plan for. So bylaws are imperfect. Not every single activity can be accounted for under the bylaws. So the issue on nominating directors centers around our Article 5, Section 3A, which actually relates to the nomination of said delegates. And that reads, I will read it to you, make sure everybody has it. Let's keep coming in. That's great. All right. So all right, here's your Article 5. Okay, so it defines what a director is, okay, and then it gives the eligibility for the director, mostly the eligibility around the director is essentially you have to be at that single station. You can't have jumped from station to station. We have to be at that single station for at least a year, and you have to be nominated prior to, okay, and this is the key point here, prior to December 31st in order to be on the ballot for the election that should occur prior to the director's meeting, which officially happens in January, all right? The reason why this meeting is taking place is because there is potentially something we may have done wrong, and we're just trying to understand that more closely, all right? Technically, if the purpose of the December 31st deadline is to accumulate, and you got to remember timing now, like back when there wasn't necessarily emails and open vote and everything like that. Was the actual accumulation of the nomination intended to happen because there was this kind of lag in the paper production and getting those ballots prepared, and that in order to kind of meet the secondary deadline behind it, which was making sure you had everything completed before the delegate, before the directors met in January, was this kind of just a way in which you could facilitate the election a lot faster? And if so, did we not allow for additional candidates to be nominated? And so that's the discussion that we have to kind of make sure we're okay with. And if we are, if the bylaws are explicit and everybody's saying that there's hard and fast, the bylaws say December 31st, no exception, we're good, we go home. Someone feels like there's nuance there and they want to make and propose a motion. Now, this is not easy now, okay? So you got to nullify things, okay? And it requires a very hefty lift. But if there's that opportunity, if folks want to have that discussion around whether or not we did not allow for the rights of our membership to participate or a member to participate in that actual election, then we should have that discussion. So that's teeing it up for everybody to kind of see where we are. Robert's rules, the citations are there that actually are related to nominations under which each chair or the actual committee under which the nominations are happening can have a motion to formally reopen nominations and allow for a candidate to be nominated. That's under Robert's rules. That's where the bylaws are silent. Can you have a secondary or an additional set of nominations, even though there's a deadline on it within the bylaws? All right. So there's that. Lastly, I did seek out, and I apologize for those who don't know him, because I did not know Mr. Goodman at all. Okay, so Mr. Goodman has done some work around the foundation. Again, I don't know him personally. I did have an opportunity to talk to him over the weekend, and he's mentioned a little bit about there's some nuance there in the December 31st deadline, and that he believes maybe it was only there because the convention and the impact downstream would have been compromised if folks took too long to actually produce produce the candidates to be directors. So I'll leave it there. Again, I have some other comments as well on this particular document. Hopefully you all have seen it. Verna, go ahead.
Okay, I kind of wanted to address the email that was sent out by the general counsel. And I just want to kind of remind our listeners that, or our delegates in this meeting, that when the bylaws were actually written, they were designed so that the local station boards actually would have a voice and have autonomy and authority to make decisions reflecting their own station. I mean, that's the whole premise behind a community radio station. And yes, WPFW's license is owned by Pacifica. But when, the brothers and sisters, Lauren Kress-Love, Denise Oliver, Vaughn Martin, when they invested their time and money and hard work into getting WPFW on the air, they were committed to this station being run by the people who helped to build it. Pacifica wanted WPFW to be a version of the Berkeley station and the LA station with classical music and news, to be sort of a carbon copy of that. But our founders fought to make this reflective of D.C., the chocolate city where a majority population was running, and they outwit them and won. So eventually we became a jazz and justice station as well as progressive news and as well. There's an unspoken resentment towards WPFW and the only other black station, WBAI to this day. So I don't think we should, there was some suggestion that, because the general counsel has said this is not, we shouldn't genuflex, take a knee every time Pacifica issues a mandate down from on high. And I think that I support this whole discussion and however we end up, but we can't not have this discussion or this special meeting because the general counsel who has lost cases for us in the past because of his oversights says we shouldn't. And okay, the fact that the bylaws are silent on this. So that gives us the right to refer to Robert's rules. I'll stop there.
Okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Let me do this. Yeah.
Did you want me to keep time? I was keeping time. Do you want me to keep time?
Yeah. Give us a minute 30. And then the second time around, if someone wants to comment, we'll give them 30 seconds. So 90 seconds and then 30 seconds.
Okay.
For second time around. Thank you, sir. Michael Hirsch, Michael Byfield, in that order.
I'm sorry, Chair, yes. Point of personal. I got disconnected from a different device. I was behind Verna, but I got disconnected, so I had to use a second device to come back in. So
I'm going to yield my spot to Vanessa because I know she was ahead of me.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that very much.
Both Michaels are yielding to you. Wow. So go ahead.
How's that? Wow. That doesn't happen every day. Okay. So I missed part of what Verna said because my other device disconnected. I'm of a couple of different opinions about this. The bylaws or any document is subject to interpretation. So here we have two different interpretations of the bylaws in terms of what the options are for nominating and electing a PNB director. The general counsel says it's explicit in the bylaws, December 31st or nothing. The chair of the tellers, very well respected, used by the PNB on every single vote, says, and he's a parliamentarian, says that no, you really did have the option, to nominate from the floor or have a write-in candidate. So, I would need to do more research. I honestly don't know. I would tend to, err on the side of the chair of the tellers, rather than the general counsel, who, as Verna said, has lost cases. So his judgment is suspect to me.
That's time, Vanessa. That's time, Vanessa.
I'll put my hand back up to go back.
All right. Michael Hirsch, Michael Byfield.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to thank my friend Verna for very clear and heartfelt explanation of the tensions between our particular station and the rest of the network. And this has been going on for quite some time. So I thank you, Verna, for bringing that up. I think it's very important that we view what we do in context in two ways. One is protecting the independence and the agency of our station. And number two, doing what we can to build bridges and get over bad blood in the past to assert that WPFW is not only a very successful and unarguably one of the most successful components of the Pacifica family, but is also a very responsible member of that family and willing to take on leadership of the family as befitting what we do here, our uniqueness and our obligation to our large community here and to the Pacifica network of stations and affiliates that is very big and very important, never more important, I would argue, than today with the current political and social crises that we're facing. So I think it's very, very important that we move forward.
Mike. That's time, thank, Mike. I'm sorry. That's
thank
time.
You. No, that's okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Michael. Michael Byfield.
In conjunction to what Michael said, I respect what Verna said, and I certainly support us having autonomy. I think we voted on that the last time about some issue in terms of the math committee. However, I don't see us operating independently. Without Pacifica, we're non-existent, and WBAI is also a part of the fabric of that network. So I always, as a member of the board here and as the station, will always operate as collective. I think we are, some of the the animosity that I saw earlier, many, 5-6 years ago, I don't think those exist anymore or are as egregious as they were before. So, I want to chime in that in this climate, the political climate, like Michael just said, I don't know if we have the breathing room to try to fight with other parts of the network. I'll probably be able to make another comment later, but I want to yield the rest of my time if I have any.
4 seconds, Mike. It's gone now.
All right. who is 521? That's somebody in 521. Who is that?
Hello, I'm here. This is Ian Johnston. I'm a member of the local station board in Los Angeles. I didn't know if public comment is allowed at this point, but I was going to put my hand up for that.
Yeah, give us a moment. I'll come back to you and make sure our delegates are heard, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that Vanessa, your hand up or no?
My hand is up for the second time for my 90 seconds.
Julie's hand is up.
Okay, yes, and Julie. That's fine.
Yeah,
Julie hasn't
let me come back to, for your second time. So Julie, your first shot at it. Go ahead, please.
First off, I want to say I think it's healthy for us to have this conversation, right? Because this is important stuff, right? So I don't have any problems with having the conversation. I think there's a right answer, but we'll get there. The other thing I did want to say is the PMB does not always use Terry Goodman as the chair of tellers to do votes. We do sometimes use OPA vote. And the other time that we have used OPA vote is in a kind of similar situation. There are two affiliate representative directors on the PMB, so people from, Pacifica affiliates who serve on the PMB. And like, the PMB director nominations, the bylaws say, give a date certain by when those individuals have to be nominated. There's certain, requirements. And I think the point of the date certain, contrary to what Terry Goodman articulated, I mean, he can speculate, but the point of the date certain is when there are additional qualification factors, you want to make sure that the people who are running are really qualified. And so again, for the affiliate representative directors, there's additional qualification factors, and setting a date certain by which people have to be nominated gives you the opportunity to determine that they're in fact really qualified. Now I would argue.
That's time. I'm sorry. That's time.
We come back to another, round of it.
So you want 90 seconds?
Anybody else for the
I can go. Yeah, I think everybody that has their hand up already spoke, Kamal. You want 90 seconds or?
One minute on the second time around, if you could.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I thought we had 90 on the first time. We had 2 minutes.
Yeah, we did. We did. I'm just double checking because everybody.
Yeah, 1 minute.
Already spoke. Okay. Thank you.
1 minute, if you could. All right, let's go to 3-5-2-1. Is that something?
Yes, if you can hear me.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that I think the purpose of the director's nomination process is, arbitrary, to be honest. There's only one qualification in the bylaws for a director. That is someone who has served for a year on the local station board. And so, while you might want to evaluate people, that's why you would have, if there was a nomination from the floor, that's why you would have people speaking, to why they should be qualified or why they should be nominated or picked or whatever. We had the same problem in LA, which was that nobody announced as a special order under Robert's rules that there was a deadline. And we have many new board members, and the whole purpose of the STV voting is to avoid one faction from packing all the seats on the national board. And it feels to me like the general counsel is sort of connected to a certain faction within the network. And in LA, we should have had enough votes for one member who is not of that faction to be elected to the station board, but because the nominations process was kept opaque, we were not allowed to nominate, essentially, because nobody knew that this was a requirement. And in the past, we had taken nominations from the floor. Terry Goodman.
I'm sorry, sir. That's time. I'm sorry. I apologize, but that's time.
That's fine. Okay. That's fine. Thank you very much.
Yes.
All right, let's go back around. We do have time certain, 8 p.m., so it's now 7:23. If I don't hear anybody kind of clamoring for a motion, what I'll do is go ahead and move forward and talk a little bit more about how I think we here personally can solve the problem that appears to be a problem, as the member from California kind of outlined a little bit, where we can make sure that folks don't miss deadlines and anybody who's available should be acutely aware of that deadline, so on and so forth. Yes, it's your responsibility as a member to understand and know the bylaws, but it's my responsibility as chair, along with all of us collectively, to make sure the membership understands the very, very, very important pieces of that bylaws, which will impact them significantly, if not adhered to or known to them specifically. All right. So let's go back around. I think I had Vanessa. Go ahead. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Vanessa. I believe it was Mike, Byfield, Hirsch, Vanessa. We'll go from there. Go ahead, Mr. Byfield.
So in the very same way, I felt that we didn't want it to go back over what we had already done. I'm looking at other things that I think right now we're in a crisis, which has been exacerbated by the political crisis in the country. And how I see our position is, you know, I have been busy trying to put a retreat together. I did get your email, by the way, come on, and I'm going to respond. Yeah, I did call Julie and left a message and also sent an email. She has not responded. So Julie, check your email and check your voicemail. And I just think that we have a lot of important things, very important things that we need to focus on outside of
that's time, Mike.
What we're
sorry. I'm sorry. I gave you 4 seconds back too, bro. I tried, but that's time. I'm sorry.
Okay. I think I made my point.
Yeah. Understood. Vanessa.
Okay. So 60 seconds. Two things. One, I wish Mike were right from my perspective that things, the relationship between the national level and the local level had improved. 5 years on the PNB, I say they have not, they're worse than ever. With regard to the motion, as stated before, I support the interpretation of the bylaws as given by the chair of the tellers. Having said that, I want to make a motion to table this discussion, and I'll tell you why. Because I know what the PNB will do. They will manufacture some charges which are already inferred in the general counsel's letter, and they will suspend the term probably of our chair and maybe others. Who knows? I know what they will do. I have witnessed it half a dozen times.
That's time.
It's not worth it. I make a motion to table the discussion.
I second it.
Okay. It's been a motion on the floor to table the discussion, seconded by Member Byfield. I'm sorry, motion placed by Member Dixon Briggs, seconded by Member Byfield. Any discussion on that?
Well,
Dennis.
Yeah. First of all, I would like to. You know, if we're going to do anything about this, I would like to see it not linger and to move quickly. The practical concern is that the 2025 directors will be seated on Thursday.
Thank you.
So if we were going to revisit that, it would be even messier to try and reopen it after people have already been sort of sworn in, if you will, as the directors for this year.
All right. I think it was Mike Hirsch. I think you're next.
I'd like to speak on behalf of the motion to table. I think that this process is cumbersome, unnecessarily provocative, as Vanessa has explained. I don't think that it's going to.
I know what you said.
I didn't say it was provocative.
Well, I think that what you were saying is that it was going to result in retaliation.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't mean to put words in your
mouth. That's okay.
Thank
you.
But we have the same general idea that it's going to kick a hornet's nest and stir up a whole lot of trouble. I think that my reading of the bylaws is that there is a deadline. The deadline is clear. There was ample notice of the deadline. So I don't think that in general, write-in votes or last-minute candidacies are permissible under the bylaws. But for whatever reason, I do agree that this is not, you know, the juice isn't worth the squeeze here.
That's time, Mike. Sorry.
Thanks, Mike. Jim, I'm going to skip you momentarily until we can deal with our delegates. Sue.
I'm sorry, but will you please clarify for me what exactly tabling the discussion means?
So we're just going to table it for tonight, that we're not going to have a resolution. The discussion will move. Yes.
All right. Then I'm going to jump in and say
I thoroughly support that.
Thank you.
Hold on. We have a... Julie's got something for us. Going to read it to us.
Yeah, this is a little Robert's Rules thing. Another little teachable moment. To table means to take a motion and just take it out of future consideration. There's another option, which is to postpone a motion, which would postpone it from tonight's meeting to the next meeting. So I just want people to understand there's a difference between table and postpone.
Perfect. Very well done. Sue, you got that?
Yeah, and it makes me question, should we change the language?
Well, what was the intent?
No, we should not, because the intent of the motion I made was not to move it to another meeting. It was to end it, because I know what will happen.
Yep.
And that's my understanding, and I second it.
All right. So you good on your, you have anything else, Michael? I'm going to move to Verna.
Yes. Very quickly. I just wanted to say that I appreciate, you know, the people we voted. I have a lot of respect for them. They put in a lot of time. That's our directors. And I'm very comfortable with them representing us. I just wanted to make that point clear.
Verna, thank you.
I just want to, I know it's not required, but I third the motion to table the discussion. But I want to just caution this LSB that we have to be really vigilant about what is happening and how our power is really being pulled away piece by piece. And it seems like it's not the same kind of friction that we had in the past, but it is. And just please be cognizant of that. And every vote, be aware of that. And that's probably my 60 seconds if I had that much left. So thank you.
Violet.
I am leaning toward supporting the motion to table, but I had a question because I got a lot of emails. Wasn't it in one of the emails where they said even if we voted, they wouldn't see them anyway? Did someone say that? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. That is correct. Thank you. Art.
Yeah, I agree. We should table this and move on. Deadlines are the deadlines. This vote has already occurred. We got bigger fish to fry than going this over and reopen this again. So yeah, how about we move on?
Thank you. All right. You've heard. Any other discussion on that? If not, then I'm going to ask if there's any opposition to the motion as read.
Kamau.
All right. Hearing none. Kamau. Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to remind you that I think Mr. Dingman wanted to comment. I'm just pointing that out. I don't know if you want to let him comment before, you know.
Yeah. His hand was up prior to the motion. So I'll come back to him in a second. So, All right. Hearing no opposition to the motion, motion to table carries. And we will let sleeping dogs lie. Thank you so much, everybody, for attending tonight. It's very important to have the discussion. Let's not, you know, do things in haste, and let's make sure that we're as thorough as possible. And again, respecting our, the rights of our membership. So let me go back and circle back. Jim Dingman, you had something you wanted to say?
Yeah, thank you, Kamal. I'm served on the board for the past 3 years. And I agree with what Vanessa said, that indeed, if unfortunately, for whatever reasons, you all weren't able to get nominations in time. So that's too bad. I do feel that this past few years with the board, especially given what we've all witnessed for the past 6 to 7 days, and we're going to witness even more, has ill-prepared the foundation to deal with the situation we're in. They've exhibited a lack of imagination, a lack of creativity, and hence basic problems of the foundation haven't been solved. And what we're fighting over right now is essentially to seat people who would oppose the majority of the board. So let's not, I'm sure all of us are aware of it, that what we're talking about is really playing out in some way in Pacifica unnecessarily the power politics that we're experiencing as Americans in general in Washington with what we're seeing right now. And it's really sad to see that, but I have great respect for you guys down there. You guys have the greatest market share of any of the stations, and one can always learn a lot from what you all do down in Washington. But thanks.
Thanks, Jim. Mike, Michael Hirsch, did you have something further?
Yeah, I was hoping that we could have a brief recap of our program committee meeting at some point this meeting before we adjourn.
I will open the floor up here shortly. So let me go ahead and clear the 521. I missed your name before. Your hand is still up. Do you have one more bite at the apple?
Gotcha. I'm here. This is Ian Johnston of the local station board, serving my third sentence on the local station board now. I just, you know, I think that's probably wise, just because of the retaliatory and vindictive nature of the national majority, perhaps, to, you know, let that drop. But it does seem to be a pattern that's repeating throughout the network, to seize power, to drive out any opposition, to criminalize, you know, what should be rights of members, which is to dissent. And it's very troubling, and I don't think it serves the foundation well. And anyway, I'm very unhappy with the way things were conducted here in L.A., and I personally would not worry about the positions of Mr. Schwartz, if that's who that is, because I don't even think he's licensed to practice law in California, and that's kind of where we're practicing law right now. Thank you.
Thank you. I have call-in user 2 and then James Staggerton. Who is call-in user 2? Go ahead.
Hi, I am on the phone, so I am perhaps caller number 2. This is Serene Roberts from WBAI. I'm on the LSB here. I'm on the PNB, and I used to come down to D.C. In fact, I bet I have logged more WPFW LSB meetings than most of the people on the board. I used to drive down with Gail Dixon, Gail Green. Some of you may know her as the late Gail. Much missed. I want to urge the LSB members to follow PNB meetings very closely. What I have found, almost without exception, it has improved in the past year, but not. Well, the reporting has changed, let me say, but you have a problem there of LSB members who do not accurately or sufficiently report to the LSB what is happening nationally. There is, I will use the C word, corruption within Pacifica. It affects all of our stations to a significant degree. It distorts the democracy that many of us fought for, you know, prior to 1999. Some of us were in this. Please pay very close attention. Listen to the PNB meetings. Listen to the PNB committee meetings. Compare what you hear.
That's time. I'm sorry.
No. That's okay. Love PFW. I'm a member there, and continue the good work. Be careful.
Thank you, James Shackleton. And then we'll do some house cleaning.
Thank you, Kamau. I just want to add my voice to those who are commenting about the unfortunate nature of the response from the outgoing chair of the Pacifica National Board to the idea about having this meeting. I think it's so unfortunate that, you know, a local station board wants to discuss amongst themselves the processes that are used to create their representation on the Pacifica National Board. And we get this very heavy-handed response, complete with threats, about what will happen to those who step out of line and go against the wishes of the supermajority on the national board. So congratulations to those who are seeing that and are being bold enough to state it outright in this meeting. Thank you all.
All right. Thank you, James. Thank you to the New York faction. Thank you for the California folks who have joined. Thank you for all those who are outside of our station signal area for attending tonight. Quick house cleaning. We did have a meeting yesterday about the programming committee. The chair is here. Chair, there was a request from a member to hear about the program committee meeting. Are you prepared to discuss that, or would you like us to move forward without you? Is Minerva Sanders still here?
I'm still here, and come on, no, I'm not prepared to discuss that tonight. On last evening, we didn't identify that it would be talked about on this evening, but we're gathering information to have for all the members, and we're still waiting to get the list of all the board members and which programs they're on, so we need to know that in order to put together our committee and allow voting for officers. So please, can someone get that information to us? Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So I think Mike Hirsch asked about that. So let's table that until the chair. I don't have the information or ability to discuss that. I think if the chair is going to prepare to discuss at a later date, we should go ahead and wait for her.
Point of order.
To her.
Can I table it? You're going to carry it over.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We're going to carry over the discussion about the, yes. Thank you, Dennis. Yeah. We're going to carry over the discussion at a later date. All right. So the other point I want to make, and Minerva makes a good point here. Everybody was asked to commit to a committee or two, at least one. Membership in these committees is essential. This is where all the work is done. These larger meetings when we come together are really just synopsis and summarizing the work of the committees. You got to get your hands dirty, y'all. It's very important on that committee work. Minerva's looking for membership. Tom Chase, our newly baptized treasurer, he's looking for membership in the finance committee. Violetta and her group always doing some really good outreach. It's a fun group. I suggest maybe joining that as well. And of course, back to Minerva and programming. All right. We have a few other special, those are our standing committees, a few other special committees. The first one being the relocation committee. That one is available to you as well. You can join that committee. There's special restrictions that apply to it, but you're all welcome. Dennis Williams is the chair of that committee. And I think we'll have a few other, the last one is our math committee. And the math committee currently needs to be reconstituted. We have a few members right now, and we're working on getting that together. Your vice chair, Robert Gordon, has been spearheading that effort. Any questions on the committees or the requirement to join a committee? I know we're all busy, but let's commit to a committee, all right? I see David.
Yeah, I'm a little lost now. We had a motion to table discussion of the votes, correct?
Correct.
And we never voted on that.
I asked the body if there was any objection. Hearing none, motion passed.
Okay, I missed that. All right. I'm interested in exactly what the motion, if you could repeat what the motion was.
Yeah. The motion from Member Dixon Briggs was to table this conversation as it relates to the nomination and election of directors to the Pacifica National Board. That's essentially what the motion was.
Okay. All right.
Seconded by Member Byfield. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, David. All right. And so that's to Minerva's point. Let's get our commitments in on the particular committees. The retreat, you heard Member Byfield talk about the retreat. He's diligently planning. I'm glad to hear that because I did email him a couple times over the last few weeks. And so we'll wait for him. The retreat is going to consist of all of us kind of going off campus somewhere as a board, kind of sitting down face to face outside the squares. And hopefully those who are able to join can come and fellowship. And I'm sure he'll plan something for us that'll be exciting as well as informative. So looking forward to that. From Member Byfield. And then the third piece is the goals. So as I name the committees and that each delegate should commit and must commit really to at least one committee, within those committees, the ask is for each committee to develop 3 to 4 goals for the year. We're already at the end of January. I know we had this piece here that we addressed as well. But once you all get into your February meeting, let's make sure we put together at least some goals for that particular committee. I talked to Tom about this briefly, you know, kind of getting a little bit more robust financial reporting on a more regular basis. I know that requires a little bit of help from the national office, but things like that as goals should be laid out, and hopefully we can take those goals and report back at the end of the year to show our accomplishments. We want to measure ourselves. We want to see that we've been doing some really good work. We want to see where we came from and where we landed, and I think we can do that. I think we have a lot of good creativity. I was talking to the staff representatives on a separate meeting, myself, Ron, Verna, Violetta. You know, we've got some ideas about how we want to make sure we get information back to the staff. That's not coming back as often and as robust as it should, and so we'll be putting together packages of information to go back to them. So things like that. Once we get into the routine, we'll set ourselves up for success, I think. Okay. Go one more time around. Anybody have anything they'd like to address
Chair,
to the body? If yes, Vanessa.
Just a point of information. I have not been following the emails as closely as usual, so I missed them about the committees. So if I'm going to do an alpha search, whose name should I look for in terms of they need representation. The PMB committees need representation. So who has been sending that solicitation out? Was that Minerva?
Okay. No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the secretary, Ellen Carter, our secretary, had circulated early on, I think it was late December, the committees and their representation last year. I will have Ellen send that back around in a new email communication. You all will see where the committee chairs were last year, along with their membership. From there, you were to select a committee that you would like to participate in. Ellen also has the organizing information around each committee, why we have a programming committee, why we have the outreach, why we have finance.
So okay.
So that both that information will be sent out, okay?
Okay, my apologies.
And that'll be a new email.
I think my question is different. I responded to that. I selected several committees on the LSB level. What I'm asking about is the P&B committees need LSB representation. What? Because the P&B has only stood up five committees. There are, what, seven that have not been stood up at all. So I'm trying to figure out what those committees are. Governance. Like, who's making that specific solicitation?
I have to make an inquiry. Myself and Robert, Ellen, we can work on, you know, with the secretary, P&B, and try and make sure we have the correct information and get it back to everybody. I don't know off the top of my head. We have some veterans here from other stations that may be able to chime in.
Okay.
I know our vice chair is here, so, but I don't know. Yeah.
Okay. My apology for interrupting. Okay. Let me say that, if no one else has volunteered, I would like to volunteer to be on the P&B governance committee. I think that's one of the five that's been stood up.
Ellen, could you put that down, please? That member Dixon Briggs is volunteering for the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee.
I wrote it down, okay, but I also want to let her know, Julie did send out information about what we're standing still at a point, standing P&B committee groups. And Julie can get more information.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Who should I alpha search? So it seems it should be Julie. But if you can, you've recorded my name. I appreciate that.
Julie, do you want to have any input there or?
Yeah, all I was going to add is that there are four standing committees per the Pacifica bylaws. They are audit, finance, coordinating, and governance. Coordinating and finance don't take delegates as members, but governance and audit do. And so that's what you need to know. The P&B could stand up other committees, like a personnel committee, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see what the P&B decides to do in terms of standing up other committees, before we know whether it's appropriate for delegates to raise their hand to serve on other committees.
All right, fair enough. Minerva.
I'm sorry, Kamal, though. The, and it was stated if, Julie would put together information for people and I think that it would be good if, the individuals would, if there's a way to give them the time frames and when these meetings take place, because when I took this on last year, we were told the year before that the meetings were going to be long and drawn out and you didn't want to do it. But this is the only way that we're going to be able to work within the P&B to see changes made for the network that will make things, try to make things better and look at what Jim Dingman was speaking about. So that's my suggestion, that once you get the information, just don't give the title, but give a little bit of information about what's involved in being on that committee. Thank you.
All right. Fair enough. Yes, I see some comments about that. Yeah, we don't want to dive in. This was a special meeting. We don't want to hold folks. You've completed the business that we came here to do. So in the interim, we're looking for communication, again, from Ellen to come out, and then we'll also look for everyone to send back their committee choices, okay? So, again, thank everybody for the time this evening. I think it was an important discussion, and I think we'll have a even better full board meeting in the second Wednesday of February. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
I second it.
All right. Been moved and seconded. Thank you all so much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Be well, okay? Thank you.
I know. Thanks, I know.
Welcome back, Ellen.